Today on Gardening in a Minute, pre-emergence herbicides. Weeds can be a gardener's worst nightmare. To help keep them in check, you can use pre-emergence herbicide products. Pre-emergence herbicides are applied before weeds are a problem and keep weed seeds from growing and emerging from the soil. They're commonly used in the lawn, but can also be applied to landscape beds. A 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch will also help keep weed problems down in your beds. Pre-emergence herbicides can be applied in either liquid or granular form and are often specific to particular kinds of weeds. Always read and follow label directions for how and where to apply any pesticides. If weeds are a major problem in your landscape or to keep them from taking over your life, consider using pre-emergence herbicides. For more about pre-emergence herbicides and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, lifelong learning with the Florida Master Gardener Program. Florida Master Gardeners enjoy many benefits, including the opportunity for lifelong learning. Master Gardeners are taught basic botany and how to care for many different kinds of plants, from trees to flowers. They learn how to identify and manage pests and diseases and other Florida-friendly techniques. Everything in the Master Gardener curriculum is based on University of Florida research, and it's required that Master Gardeners stay up to date with all current research so they can offer the best customer service. Opportunities for continued learning abound. Besides monthly meetings with guest speakers, Master Gardeners can take advantage of regular regional trainings and an annual state conference. They can even attend international conferences or go on international field trips to places like the Netherlands or Costa Rica. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, selecting a camellia. If you really love camellias, there's more to selecting one than just going to your nearest garden center and purchasing a plant. You may want to discover new hybrids not available in stores, or just get a more thorough sampling of the huge variety in flower color and size. There's also a wide range in the size of mature camellia plants and their light requirements. And of course, camellias can bloom at various times, so if you're looking for months of continuous blooms, you'll want to select carefully. Botanical gardens often display a wide range of camellia varieties that might inspire you, or you can attend a camellia show sponsored by camellia societies and other garden clubs in the early spring to see the full range of your choices. For more about camellias and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, grow boxes. Grow boxes are enclosed systems for growing vegetables and herbs and are reusable and portable. They yield excellent crops within weeks and are perfect for gardeners with limited space. Grow boxes are easy and inexpensive to make, although you can also purchase them. Grow boxes differ from other container gardens because they have a water reservoir and a fertilizer charge, so once you plant, there's basically no maintenance. Grow boxes are typically used for vegetables, and you have many options for which you can grow. Winter veggies like lettuce and other greens can be grown, and in the spring, melons, tomatoes, and peppers are great choices. Place your grow box where it'll receive at least 6 hours of direct sunlight. For more about grow boxes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, giving the lawnmower a tune-up. A well-maintained lawnmower uses less gas, has cleaner exhaust, and will last longer. Lawnmower maintenance is very similar to car maintenance, so if you own a car, chances are that most of these tasks are familiar to you. For best performance, your tune-up should take place every 3 months, or about every 25 hours of use, and should include several tasks. Change the oil in your mower engine. If your engine has an oil filter, replace it as well. You'll also want to change the spark plugs. New spark plugs will ensure that your mower engine will start when you need it to. Replace the air filter. Check your owner's manual to determine the type your mower takes. A few hours spent each season will save you headaches later. For more about lawnmower tune-ups and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.